news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Two seismic news stories broke on Tuesday. First, Donald Trump issued a statement about the killing of American resident and Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, in which he essentially said that the U.S. will continue to back Saudi Arabia even if the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing. CNN has more.
In a stunning White House press release exonerating Saudi Arabia and the murder of Washington Post writer Jamal Khashoggi, President Trump seemed to dismiss reports indicating Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was involved in the killing, writing, "Maybe he did and maybe he didn't." The statement coming just before the president was to receive a report from the CIA about the murder. A senior U.S. official says the CIA has assessed the Crown Prince directed the murder of Khashoggi. The president has been steadfast in his commitment to the Saudis as allies, and this is just the latest show of support.
At the same time, we do have an ally, and I want to stick with an ally that in many ways has been very good.
The statement points to the economic ties between the two countries. Quote, the kingdom agreed to spend and invest $450 billion in the United States. This is a record amount of money. But the State Department says the U.S. has only received $14.5 billion as part of the deal. The statement coming after weeks of measured rhetoric about the role the Crown Prince may have played in the murder, going against evidence from the American intelligence community.
He told me that he had nothing to do with it. He told me that, I would say, maybe five times.
While the president says members of Congress may go a different direction when it comes to repercussions for Saudi Arabia, he's also downplaying any further evidence. The White House writing, quote, we may never know all of the facts surrounding the murder of Mr. Jamal Khashoggi. In any case, our relationship is with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Then on Tuesday evening, the New York Times broke a bombshell, reporting that Donald Trump wanted to order the Department of Justice to prosecute his political enemies. MSNBC's Ari Melber explains.
Breaking news on the most significant legal scandal to hit this White House since the report that Donald Trump tried to fire Bob Mueller. This is truly a bombshell. President Donald Trump tried to order the Justice Department to prosecute not one, but two of his biggest adversaries, Hillary Clinton and James Comey. This story breaking in the New York Times. The story is that in the spring, Donald Trump told his White House counsel, Don McGahn, that he wanted the DOJ officials to explicitly prosecute Hillary Clinton and James Comey. So that right there is a potentially illegal act, and that is quite important given that obstruction is still under investigation in this White House. Now, what happened next is also important. Don McGahn, according to this New York Times report, refused and then went on to try to show Donald Trump in detail why this was not only a bad idea, but a potentially impeachably bad idea. He had his White House lawyers write this memo that you're looking at, basically that is described in the Times, saying that if they went forward with this, the consequences would be damaging and, yes, would include, quote, possible impeachment. Now, that right there is a big deal. It is usually, of course, Donald Trump's critics and adversaries who are talking about his potential impeachment. And we don't even know if Donald Trump read that memo, but we do know, according to the New York Times, that it was his own lawyers and his chief counsel, Don McGahn, saying, Mr. President, if you do this, you could be impeached. And that's not all. The Times reporting that Donald Trump would go on to continue to privately agitate for these investigations of Hillary Clinton, obviously his chief rival in politics, and James Comey, his former FBI director. Now, this news, I want to be clear with you, is a scale way beyond anything else we have seen in legal controversies with Donald Trump. And that's saying something.
Trump answered a few questions from the press as he was leaving the White House for Mar-a-Lago for Thanksgiving when he said of Khashoggi's murder and the CIA findings that MBS ordered it.
We put out a statement on Saudi Arabia, which I guess most of you have seen, and we'll see how that all works out. It's a very complex situation. It's a shame, but it is what it is.
It is what it is? Wow. The Democrats are preparing to take control of the House of Representatives when the 116th Congress comes into session in January. On Tuesday, Congresswoman Marsha Fudge said she no longer plans to challenge Nancy Pelosi for the role of Speaker of the House, increasing the likelihood that Pelosi will retake the gavel. As Fudge announced her support for Pelosi, Pelosi announced that Fudge will become chair of a now defunct subcommittee on voting rights and elections. House Democrats say they will investigate the email practices of Ivanka Trump, who admitted this week that she used a personal email account to conduct government business in 2017 while functioning as an unpaid advisor to her father. She said no classified material was in her communications. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker has revised his ethics disclosure forms at least five times since he was appointed. His financial disclosures reveal he took $900,000 in salary from a so-called charity organization that took aim at Democrats, as well as $1,750 in legal fees from a dubious, now-shuttered marketing company accused of fraud. Four students who survived the deadly school shooting in Parkland, Florida in February have received an International Peace Prize for their activism against gun violence. David Hogg, Emma Gonzalez, Jacqueline Corin, and Matt Deitch on Tuesday received the 2018 International Children's Peace Prize in a ceremony in Cape Town, South Africa. Archbishop Desmond Tutu presented the prize, which was awarded by youth advocacy organization Kids Rights. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler, wishing you and your family a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving.